This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Former U.S. President Donald Trump spoke out Monday about the apparent assassination attempt against him the day before. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In an X Spaces interview Monday night about crypto, Trump says the shooting at his golf course was a much better result than in July because no one was wounded or killed. Making light of the situation, Trump said, "I would have loved to have sank that last putt." The man arrested, Ryan Routh, was in court Monday. Records show he camped outside the golf course with food and a rifle for nearly 12 hours before Secret Service saw the gun in the bushes and opened fire. Routh never got a shot off and never had Trump in his sights. He sped away and was arrested a short time later after Trump says a woman took a picture of his license plate. The 58-year-old once supported Trump before seemingly switching his support to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations Monday accused Israel's military of striking schools, humanitarian workers, and civilians in Gaza. Associated Press correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
It's a sign of growing American frustration with its close ally as the war approaches its first anniversary. Israel has repeatedly said it targets Hamas militants who often hide with civilians and use them as human shields in retaliation for their October 7 attacks. At a UN Security Council meeting on Monday, Ambassador Linda Thomas Greenfield was unusually unspoken against the Israeli military. She said many of the recent attacks that injured or killed UN personnel and workers were preventable. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Russian drone attacks overnight targeted energy facilities in northeastern Ukraine, according to officials Tuesday. The attacks knocked out power in the Sumy region, where officials said Ukrainian air defenses shot down 16 of the drones. The assault on Sumy was part of a wider drone attack, during which Ukraine's military said it shot down 34 of 51 Russian.